Blog Talk Radio.
This is Louis Martinet, and I listen every day to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
This is Crystal Jones Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
I don't know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Terry Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. I've got a special guest on the line, actually coming to us from the wonderful world of Hollywood out in Los Angeles, California. She is Crystal Wright. Crystal, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm glad to be here.
Terrific. Well, we're happy to have you. Now, I want to tell the folks, you are the person behind this amazing book called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide, in addition to, of course, being the artistic director of the Crystal Agency.
Oh, you make it sound so good.
Well, it is good, and I want you to tell our listeners why. Tell us a little bit more about the Crystal Agency, and then we'll talk about the book.
Okay, well, the Crystal Agency represents professional makeup artists, hairstylists, and fashion stylists, and also manicurists. And as a matter of fact, if there are any good manicurists out there, we're certainly looking for one right now. But we represent makeup, hair, and fashion stylists who work behind the scenes in print, video, film, and television.
And that's such a big, 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 big field. And there's so many stylists out there, hair and makeup stylists and people in fashion, who are looking to get into this whole wonderful, wonderful world of the industry, of the entertainment industry. So I'm sure you have a lot of ideas and want to talk about that. But first, before we get to all the good stuff, and we know the listeners are just waiting to hear, how did you decide, Crystal, that this is something you wanted to do? I'm always interested in finding out what that motivation is for that individual. How did you decide that this is something you wanted to do?
Well, you know, honestly, I didn't really decide. I mean, it wasn't even anything I knew anything about.
Wow.
I was selling copiers for Xerox. I had worked at Xerox in Seattle for 2.5 years out of college.
Okay.
And then I came out to Los Angeles on a whim for a weekend because a girlfriend of mine and her husband were moving out, and they invited me. And when I got off the airplane, it was 75 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I had just moved from Seattle, Washington, where it rains 300 days a year.
That was it, huh?
That was it. I got off the plane, I said, that's it, I'm moving to California. And the next week I came back out to L.A., interviewed at one of the branches of Xerox, and got an offer letter the week after that. It took me about 6 months to get out to California. I came out to California, started doing the same thing, selling copiers. And then I was getting very restless, thinking, well, you know, I'd always wanted to be in fashion. Should I try to get a job as a buyer at a department store like a Nordstrom or something? And I went to a party that was actually at Muhammad Ali's house. It was a networking function. And I met a photographer by the name of Bobby Holland. It was a Sunday afternoon. Met him that Sunday, went to his studio on Thursday, and quit my job at Xerox on Monday.
Wow.
To represent him.
Wow.
Just packed up all my little stuff in my Xerox memory writer typewriter and moved into Bobby's studio working there and started representing him.
Mm.
And I worked for him for 6 months, loved it. I had never been anywhere. I got to go to New York with him. I got to go to Chicago with him. He was shooting everything from the Jackson 5. Yeah, this was a long time ago.
Oh, they really were still the Jackson 5 at that
they
time,
were still
okay.
Oh, my God. Can you believe it?
Wow.
I think they were still the Jackson 5.
Oh,
but
my.
We shot Richard Pryor for Essence Magazine.
Wow.
We shot Denzel Washington the first time he was on the cover of Essence Magazine.
Wow.
And, but Bobby, I was working for Bobby, and 6 months after I started working for him, he fired me.
Oh, my.
He fired me.
But you had what you needed to have at that point to move on.
Well, we hope so, because I've been doing it now for almost 20 years.
Well, yes, and you absolutely got it.
Yeah, his makeup artist came to me and asked me if I would represent her.
Wow.
And that's how I started representing makeup, hair, and fashion style. She was my first makeup artist. Then I picked up a hairstylist. I picked up a fashion stylist, Michelle Cole, who is now a big costume designer in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And that's how it all started.
Wow. Well, folks, in case you've just logged in, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We've got some great people that we like to introduce to you from time to time. And the person we're speaking with right now is absolutely no exception to that. Her name is Crystal Wright. Now, a lot of you out there know her already. She is the artistic director of the Crystal Agency and her website, of course. Well, you know what, Crystal, why don't we have you tell the folks out there how to contact you?
The website for the Crystal Agency is, of course, www.crystalagency.com.
Terrific. Now, I want to go back. We had started to talk a little bit about the book, and I do mean that this is the Bible of the hair and makeup and fashion styling industry, as far as I'm concerned, and many of the other folks out there. And it's called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide. And I want you to tell the folks out there about the book.
This book, it's funny because it actually is considered the Bible. A lot of schools use the book as sort of the business part of their makeup programs. And it's used actually in New York City at the Fashion Institute of Technology at FIT.
FIT, sure.
It's used as the textbook for their fashion styling course there and in Atlanta at Bodder and the International Academy of Design in Florida. And this is a book that I wrote because I used to stay on the phone all day, people calling me up asking me, you know, how do I put my portfolio together? What is meant by testing with photographers? How do I get tear sheets? You know, what's a comp card? How many images should I have? All these questions that they had about building a portfolio so they could do, you know, makeup, hair, or fashion styling for television shows and films, music videos, of course, CD covers and magazines. And the reason it's the hair, makeup, and fashion styling career guide is because hair, makeup, and styling people are completely dependent upon one another for the image that's produced.
Mm-hmm.
A makeup artist who does great makeup and is working with a hairstylist that doesn't do good hair, the only thing you produce is a bad picture. You've got to have great makeup, you have to have great, great hair, and you have to have great fashion styling altogether. And so the book really just talks about the business aspects of working behind the scenes. You know, what size should your portfolio be? What kind of pages should it have? How many pictures do you need to have before you go out to get an agent to represent you? In a place like New York, they have over 80 or 90 agencies that just represent makeup, hair, and fashion styles, and a lot of people don't even know it.
That's right. Good point. Well, just to let the folks know exactly, because this, as we were saying, is considered the Bible in the industry. Now, your book, again, is Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide. It's all you need to know about getting work behind the scenes in print, video, film, and television, working with record labels, magazines, and production companies, testing with photographers, building a strong portfolio, and signing with an agency. Now, you just mentioned, in fact, being right here in New York, you're absolutely right. I mean, I thought it was over 100 of these, type of agencies, so to speak, out there. And a lot of folks, you're absolutely right, are just not aware of that. So how do we get the artists that are out there, the makeup artists, the fashion styling folks, the hair people, how do we get them more involved and in tuned with what's really happening in the industry, in the real industry?
And you know, one of the things that's really, really important is for people to step outside of their world in the salon. What they do in the salon and what you do when you're working behind the scenes are two completely different things. And you have to see them as different. What a woman needs when she's going to work every day, as far as her hair is concerned, is one thing. What a woman, how a woman wants to look when she goes to church is one thing. How a woman looks on the cover of a magazine and inside when you start putting all these fabulous clothes on them or something else. And the thing that I tell people is to begin by understanding the language of this business. Begin by reading the fashion magazines and not just looking at the hair. when you look at a fashion magazine, you've got to look at the hair, look at the makeup, look at the clothes, and look at the photography. You educate yourself by starting to understand that all of those elements together make a good picture, and if one of them is wrong, it doesn't work. And so when you look at the magazines, you got to look at Vogue, you got to look at Elle, you got to look at Glamour, you have to look at Essence, you got to look at W, and you also have to look at the European magazines and understand that you need to go back further than what happened last week on Britney Spears' music video. Because that does not give you a historical perspective. You've got to go 10 years back, 20 years back, so that when you get on a photo shoot with an editor and she says, oh, my God, let's see, I want to do a 70s spin on, you know, a 70s spin on this model, but we want to bring her forward to the 21st century. What does that mean?
Right, exactly. Got to know what that actually means, what they're saying.
Got to know, that's right. You have to understand the influences of the 70s, the influences of the 60s, and, you know, what is meant by psychedelic and all of those kinds of things, because when you understand those things and you can reach back and pull some of those elements forward and add them to what's going on right now, that's the thing that separates you from everybody else.
Absolutely. Well, you, again, if you've just logged in and you're kind of catching us in the middle here, I'm Carrie Hines. You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, and our very special guest who's on the line is Crystal Wright. Again, Crystal Wright's book is called Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide, and we're talking with Crystal. And again, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. I mean, we get questions all the time, and probably, and you kind of touched on a little bit, probably the biggest question is, what is the first step I take? I want to get a little bit deeper. This is from the professionals. I want to get more into the industry. I want to be, you know, dealing with the videos, you know, working for the videos. What should I do? What's the first thing I should do? And I want to say they should buy your book. But we'll,
well, I'll let you tell them,
Carrie. Okay, no problem. And again, you really do need to pick
this
book up.
But you're right, actually. Getting the book is a great first step because the book has, you know, step-by-step, this is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, the first thing that they need to do is they need to educate themselves about photography so that they know what they like and what they don't like. And the only way that you can do that is, like, you don't have to go take a photography class, but what you do have to do is start looking at the magazine so you start to recognize what kinds of photographers and what kind of photography you like. Because the next thing you have to do is you got to find photographers to work with.
Yes, exactly. Now, how
and
difficult is that?
It's not that difficult because there are so many schools out there. I mean, if you're talking about New York, you know, you've got the Art Institute, you've got...
Right.
Oh, my God, off the top of my head,
well,
there are two or three.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you're absolutely right. Here in New York, there's, like, we have tons of wonderful places. But now, for some of our listeners who are probably logged in right now in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, it doesn't matter. That's the great thing.
Wow.
There are photography schools all over the place. There are, like, standalone photography schools where that's all they teach, but also a lot of times the community colleges in your area have photography classes. There's, you know, universities have photography classes, community colleges have photography classes, there are photography workshops. The thing to do is to go to the website, go to Google, put in photography schools plus whatever the city is that you're living in plus whatever the state is. And you will find photography schools. You simply go to the schools, or you call the schools up and you ask them, first of all, do you have a system for setting up, for hooking up makeup and hair people and styling people with your photographers who are willing to work with the photographers to get pictures for their portfolios? Okay? If that doesn't work, go to the school. Don't forget a school. You can just walk on anytime you want. Just walk on. You know, ask where the photography classes are held. Go there. Introduce yourself to the professor. Let them know, hey, I'm a hairstylist. I'm working on my portfolio because I want to do work in the entertainment industry or I want to do work in advertising.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you had any photographers here who are people shooters. That's very important. You don't want to get hooked up with a photographer that's shooting cups and saucers. That's a still life photographer. You want a photographer that's shooting people and working on his or her book.
Mm-hmm.
Hook up with them. Let them know you want to build your portfolio. The thing to understand is that when you're working with a photographer, it's a collaboration. No money changes hands. You are not supposed to pay the photographer to take pictures. That's a big problem, particularly in the African-American community, where the hairstylists think that they have to go out and pay a photographer to take pictures. But in truth, in the entertainment industry, you go out and find a photographer. It's a collaboration. Everybody comes together with their skills to put something on film that they can put in their portfolios and go out and show to other people.
Beautifully said.
So it doesn't matter whether you're in Seattle or Idaho or Philadelphia.
Where?
Go to the Internet. Find the photography schools. Go introduce yourself to the professor. Introduce yourself to the photographers as they're coming out of classes.
Absolutely. Well, I think you said it best, Crystal. And again, we want to tell the folks out there, they can always go to your website and get in contact with you or find out some more information. Again, what's your website, Crystal?
The agency website is crystalagency.com, and then we also have an informational website, which is makeuphairandstyling.com, and the and is spelled out. So if they want to see, you know, what we do at the Crystal Agency, just go to www.crystalagency.com, and that'll let them see the artists that we represent. And if they want just more information on the industry in general, go to makeuphairandstyling.com.
Now, we know that you represent the who's who out there in California. Anybody standing out that you might want to speak about, or anyone in particular, or tell us about some of the folks that you represent out there, or maybe...
You know, we actually represent people out here in Los Angeles, and we have a couple of people that we represent in New York.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. We actually represent a fabulous hairstylist that we're very excited about in New York. His name is Clark Vincent.
Oh, okay.
And he's in New York working on a film today called Cutting the Mustard.
Cutting the Mustard. Really? Okay.
And we're very excited about him. If you go to our website and go to hair, click on the hair section, and then go click on Clark Vincent, you'll see his work. Out here in L.A., we have a makeup artist by the name of Kimbra, who is just amazing, and we're very excited about Kimbra. She's working tomorrow on the fashion spread for Interior Design magazine, and you know they only do that like two or three times a year.
Exactly. Wow.
So, and we've got a fashion stylist. Oh my God, Edgar Revilla, who is just the bomb.
Okay. So now how?
And let me tell your listeners this, mm-hmm. because we obviously we don't have their email addresses, but we just did send out an email, and we are looking for hair, makeup, and fashion stylists in Atlanta and in Atlanta and Miami right now. So if they have a website, if they have any JPEGs of their work, and they can send us 2 to 3 JPEGs, if they have a resume, they can email it to Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, at crystalagency.com. They can fax us a resume or email a resume. Our fax number is 323-443-3752. It's our new e-fax number, so I'm trying to remember it. Because we are looking for people who, in Atlanta and Miami, who want to work on low to medium budget music videos. And we're trying to put together some teams of people because we have a couple of production companies that have asked us for that. So if any of your listeners are interested in, you know, submitting to us, you know, email us a link to their website, email us 2 to 3 JPEGs, no more than that, no more than 1 megabyte, because otherwise it'll suck up all the space on our server. But we're certainly open to seeing what's out there in the marketplace.
Well, folks, you heard it right here on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. And, Crystal, I want to, well, you know, I don't even want to let you go. I want to ask one last question. What do you see, is there some kind of new trend that the fashion and the beauty and all of this, is there a certain direction that you see everything going into? Let's talk about, just briefly, just let's talk about that. Is there a certain trend that you see that's coming up now, or certain things that are kind of happening out there in the world of fashion and hair and makeup styling? Like, what's hot? What's really going on right now?
You know, the thing I try to tell people is I'm not really the person to ask about that because I really try to focus on the business end, and I leave I leave all the fabulousness up to the fashion stylist. But I will tell you this: it's really important for people who are out there wanting to work in the industry to keep up with what's going on, and one of the best ways they can do that is going to InStyle.com.
InStyle.com
to keep up with what the heck is going on in the industry.
Love it.
And also to, you know, watch the shows. You know, they just had New York Fashion Week. LA
right.
Fashion Week is coming up. And keeping up with what's going on in Europe. It all happens too fast for me to be able to say, oh, well, this is what's happening in hair, and
yeah.
this is what's happening in makeup.
Right.
I stick to what I know best, and the only thing that I know is how to market and manage makeup, hair, and fashion stylists.
Love it.
My stylists come over here and tell me that I look how I look. You know, Crystal, you have got to change your hair. That is old, that is dated, get out of those skirts, and I just do what they tell me.
Right, I hear you. Well, you've got the best people, so... You're definitely in good hands out there. Well, again, I want to thank you so very much. I want to say thank you to Crystal Wright. And again, her book is called Crystal Wright's Hair, Makeup, and Fashion Styling Career Guide. Mm-hmm. And you certainly can. Now, what's the best way that they can get the book, Crystal? I do want to make sure they're aware of that.
They can call us here at 323-913-0500 if they'd like to order the book on the phone. Or they can go to our website, makeuphairandstyling.com, and they can order it there. If they call and order the book.
I would like to welcome you all to a delicious place to eat.
Wow.
We call this La Luz Cafe.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, my very special guest today is Linda C. You guys know her. She helps to co-host this amazing new segment on our broadcast called Hairpreneur, which is all about from the ground up on starting your business. Again, it's my honor to welcome back the amazing Linda C. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, hairpreneurs. Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
Doing just great. Now, I am excited because this is our third outing in terms of our episodes. Yes, so it's like a show within a show right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So first, let's start at the beginning, Linda C. Remind everybody what Hairpreneur is all about and where are you?
Right now I'm out of West Orange, New Jersey, and Hairpreneur is all about helping others, get their business from the ground up, like Carrie mentioned, about helping men and women out here who wants to come and, you know, do their hair business, whether it's a brick and mortar store, whether it's online business. And so we're here to give advice and to kind of share stories on how to help our hairpreneur listeners. And even if you're not in the hair industry, you can apply all these tips that Carrie and at times I may give you to share with
exactly.
my stories
yes.
that can help you build your business. So exactly. that's why I'm here. And I've actually on the brinks of starting my luxury hair extension with right now, and it's building, and Carrie's been helping me and giving pointers.
Thank
you. So that's how we started, and, you know, he's the brainchild of Hairpreneur, and we're talking and said, you know what, we should start a segment where we can give advice because he's the one and only hair radio show that is like this. And there are radio shows out there, but not like this one. So not at all. So I'm very grateful to be here and to be invited to be part of this this wonderful journey, and hopefully to be a regular with you guys to kind of chat, and you guys can call in at times to talk about, you know, your adventures and starting the business, and even the businesses that are striving. What are you doing? What can you assist with the ones that are struggling and trying to get their business up and running?
Absolutely, and we definitely will get into the subject of the day, as you mentioned. But
yeah.
I mean, I love the conversation we were just having before we got on
mm-hmm.
the air today. And
yeah.
talking about these businesses that have persevered and made it through the pandemic. But it was a very big struggle, and folks were having a difficult time. So, you know, you guys out there, you need this. This is what you
yeah.
need. This will fortify
Absolutely.
Your spirit and keep
yeah.
you moving, right, in the right direction.
Yeah.
So real, real happy. And again, welcome to the third installment, our third episode of Hairpreneur from the Ground Up. I'm Carrie Hines with Linda C., from Northern New Jersey. So, yes, we got to work in the Northern New Jersey.
Oh, I keep forgetting.
Now, yeah, that's okay. We want the folks up. Yes, we
yes.
very much are. And it's probably a good time to do a roll call. We want to shout out to all of our amazing listeners. We've got great folks out there. We talk to just about every week. Even on Wednesdays, you guys know we have Smooth Black on, who joins us at about 8:30 to talk about his hair. Wonderful Smooth Black Ink, which is his hair business, and we have so many others out there. And on Fridays, we got a couple of folks who come on Fridays at 8, and they do a whole live thing with spirituality and some other things tossed in with entrepreneurial things as well. But right now, it's time for Linda C. So, Linda C., starting off, when you are, and this is a good point to find out where you know, what went into your thinking as well on, you know,
mm-hmm.
what type of business? Or did it ever cross your mind, like you guys out there, when you are about to start a business? And for me, one of the first things that kind of went through my mind was, what type of business do
mm-hmm.
I want to be? What type of business do I want to reflect to the general public out there? So that was my question to you. Do you have, do you remember having that kind of thinking about that decision, or are you still thinking about it? Or because even if you think about it, you know,
mm-hmm.
or thought about it or decided, you can always change your mind. So that's the beauty of all
course.
This. But
did that
ever kind of weigh on you at all? Linda C.
I mean, I've always wanted to, I love hair. So I've always, like I said, on the first segment we had, I talked about I started wearing hair since I was 13, which is absolutely true. And I grew to love it. It's part of my life. And why I spend so much money buying the hair and doing all this stuff. Why not go into the industry? I have a love for it. You know, and I've always been, even when I go out, I see a woman with beautiful hair, or I even saw a couple guys that had beautiful extensions, and I went up to him. I said, oh, my gosh, this is gorgeous. And he told me he makes his own wigs. And so, I mean, and he always had a passion for it. So, I mean, it's a passion. And I think people, 90% of people, and it's not so much, you could think about the lawyers, the doctors, you know, people who have their own stores. They have a love for it. You know, you just don't go into business without just saying, well, okay, I'm just going to, you know, open like a store. But what kind of store? Why are you opening the store? What's your story? So everyone, I believe, in part, has a story to why they're doing things. Like, I have a friend who's in fitness, and when we were kids, he grew up, he was heavy. But when he started eating healthy and exercising, and he saw he developed a love for it, I mean, he went into having his own business, you know, as a personal trainer, owning a gym.
Wow.
And he's very profitable. But he loves, when you talk to him, you can see the passion that he loves his job. He wakes up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work. And you would think, you know, people would say, oh my gosh, waking up so early and this and that. But he says, I love it. It's what I do. I love changing people's lives. So we could say the same thing for the people who go into the medical field, the doctors, the lawyers, and you know, they do this.
And the same thing for Carrie Hines.
I wake
at 4
Carrie
o'clock
Hines,
as well.
Yes. And you
so
have
put
a
the Hair Radio Morning
life.
Show on. That's
exactly.
Oh,
so when you
kind.
Have that passion, you are driven to do whatever it takes, because not only are you changing somebody's life, you're your own boss. And being your own boss is the hardest, because you don't know when to stop, you know. And I think a lot of times that because we have such a love for it, and yes, it can be, you know, it is stressful. I can't say it can be stressful. It is stressful. But at the end of the day,
yes,
we plant those seeds and we see our flowers flourish, you know. And whether using, and we were talking about earlier about different outlets of how people are using the pandemic to flourish their business. And I don't want to take that with me. I'll let you know, do your thing. But I think this is it. I mean, people go into businesses and because they love what they're doing, it's a passion, you know?
Exactly. And that's really, and I love that. And even for myself, when you'll find this in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, but when I sat down to figure out what type of business I wanted Hair Radio to be, and this is on every level. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how to figure out what kind of business you want to create and set up for yourself, and also what type of entity you want it to be, because that's a very important aspect of business.
Course.
Now, I think this will be helpful, when I sat down, because folks always ask me, like, I'll hear this from time to time, are you tired? You know, you got so much to do. You do so much. How do you do all these things? it's almost like a complaint. because folks can't really understand somebody else's passion per se. But the thing is, I always remind folks, when I sat down to create Hair Radio, and I created Hair Radio in 95, but when I came back 8 years ago and I put all this on Facebook, I just reminded everybody it's my 8-year anniversary this past May, since I left my job, so to speak. I was still working and doing everything. Oh, yeah, I shared it with we have amazing fans everywhere who went on Facebook, and they put such kind words. Thank you. This past May, it made 8 years since I punched someone else's time clock. And, and what I remembered doing was sitting down when I was still at the job, which I still live one block over from my last job. Literally, I still see the folks here. And I'm glad of that because it's a reminder of how far I've come. But back to that, I sat down and I figured out, well, what do I want to do with this business? What do I want to create? What do I want to be the takeaway for a customer? What do I want the customer to look like? Who do I want the customer to be? So all that went in, even the legalities. What type of business? Do I want to be brick and mortar? Do I just want to be online? Do I want to be registered this? Do I want to work from home? Do I want to open up office space? Blah, 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 blah. All these are wonderful things that I had to write down and think about. And the very first thing that I remember coming to a decision about is what the business should reflect who I am and what interests me.
Mm-hmm.
That was the very first thing. I didn't sit and think, well, what do I need to do to just make money? And what's really bizarre is that I didn't leave my job to start working for myself. I know that sounds strange, but it is very much the truth. I left I left the job because I was overworked from working for someone else. I was really tired. They paid me well, but I was really tired. You know, I had files as high as your head. Now, right now, my files are higher than my head. But it's a very different story when the files are yours versus the files
of
somebody else's job.
Because you can manage those files.
Exactly. So it's a very big difference. And I sat down and I decided, I said, you know what? I want the business to reflect what I am and what I'd like to do. And so I said, oh, we're great with public relations and marketing. I said, let's make sure that I do public relations and marketing.
Yeah.
I said, I love to write. Let's incorporate my writing.
Mm-hmm.
I love to broadcast. Let's incorporate broadcasting. I love the hair and beauty people. Let's make sure that they are front and center with everything that I do. And as if that's not enough, I get to go out and do live shows and other things, but I wanted my business to reflect everything that I love to do and enjoy doing. So love to do and enjoy doing. So that was very important. And that's what I did. That was the first thing. The next thing, which would make sense for folks, it's not enough to just jot down what you'd like to do and even to think about it. You also have to then figure out ways to monetize it. So I had to come up with different ways that of those things that I love to do, what do you have to do to monetize those things so that you could create a living for yourself? And that was important because I didn't want to have you might as well have a job if you are compelled to do things that you don't want to do in order to make a living. And I never thought that I was put here to be a worker for somebody else's business, because I thought to myself, well, gee, you know, you're going to work until you're like 65, 70 years old, and it's very sad because, you know, what are you going to be able to do at that age? I better shout out to the folks who are doing great things. That's not old. But wouldn't it have been nicer if you could have enjoyed yourself a little bit more along the way instead of giving your best years to an employer? That's all I'm saying. Let's see, what do you say about that?
I mean, I think also I'm going to make two comments. I think also that, you know, in other countries, people retire at such an early age versus the United States. We wait to 65. And it's like by the time you retire, you really don't know who you are at some point because you spent your whole life working, right? And so even if you wanted to do something, it's like, okay, what do I do with myself now? I know a lot of my clients, they've gone back to work because they don't know what to do with themselves. And some of them have actually passed away after working so hard, and they don't even get a chance to enjoy their all their savings, all their hard work, all their pension that they've been putting away to enjoy. So
can't we figure that out? Yes.
And we can figure that out now. I think it's just the lack of education that we have where I feel like there's not enough material out there, outreach programs to help these young entrepreneurs or even the entrepreneurs that start later in life. And then there's fear also, and then there's lack of funding. you know. And yes, it's great that you start your business, but you have to think about the people who started their business many years ago or many decades ago had, and this is my opinion, had had a little bit more help than the people that are starting, that started 10 years ago and versus the people that are starting after the pandemic. I feel like it's people that have been laid off or people that have been, I mean, we've all been through COVID, which was a terrible, terrible thing, and we're still going through it. But I feel like, yes, the people that businesses are struggling, I feel like they made it so hard for them to get the funding. And then when they got it, you have to jump through hoops to, you know, show the proof. And then there's people out there, not to be negative, that don't have the true business, and then they get funding. So the people are trying to be honest, and I'm not turning this in a negative way, but because I'm in the financial industry, it affects you also as an entrepreneur, Carrie, myself, who is striving to become somewhat leveled entrepreneur. And when I say leveled, meaning that I've established my business and now I've opened my online or my brick and mortar, and now I'm producing products and I'm changing lives and then reaping the benefits. But it's not as easy because the funding out there for people that are starting out after the pandemic is zero. And even if you try to get it, they tell you, oh, you would have had to register your business by this time. But who's thinking about that during a pandemic? There's so many businesses that became, that developed after the pandemic because people lost their jobs and they saw an opportunity to come out and take that leap of faith, you know? But they've taken that leap of faith, but now who's helping them? Okay, where's their help? You know, you've helped the businesses that are struggling, and I feel so bad because there's so many people who've been in business for 30, 40 years. I've spoken to so many of my clients that I've actually gone to their businesses and visited, and they're in tears because they have to shut down because the money that they're giving them cannot even sustain the business, right? Because the lease is so expensive, or they can't pay their employees. But then you have those businesses also, so it's a double-edged sword. You have those businesses that people have been laid off, but now they've had the opportunity. You just talked about it. They've realized that I don't want to be 65 now trying to figure out what I want to do with my life. I want to take that leap and always show if I wanted to do like some type of embroidery store or whatever store, a business that I love and I want to produce it. And they've gone out, they've cashed out their 401k, or they've borrowed money from friends, or they've refi their house or whatever they have to do to make it. But now that they have it, who's helping them? Myself in the same boat.
Really? Tell me more.
You know, so that's what it is. It's like, it's frustrating because at times it can be, yes, you're providing a wonderful service because every time I talk to you, if I have an issue, I always turn around and look at your successes. And I'm not saying
Thank
it because
you.
I know you. I'm saying it because you
Thank
talked
you.
About your struggles. You talked about how you walked away from a great job, but because your mental health, and this is not your love, this is not what you want to do, had pushed you along to start something. And obviously, yes, it was risky. Yes, you were scared. And there's a lot of people that need to hear that to say that it's okay, you know, and at the same time.
That's true, Linda C. When I left, I'll tell you, though, the thinking that I have, the only difference that I believe of what I possess that I think others should really take a closer look at is that I look at the real big picture.
Yes.
Not just the short term, but the long term.
Exactly.
And I realized that the long term was more important to me. See, most other folks look at just the short term. Oh, I have to pay the rent in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I gotta get this. I got to do that. So I got to make sure I have this money, and I got to go to work in order to get the money, and I got to do this and do that. So I'm stuck. So, but the way I looked at life, I said, you know, I don't look at it as a destination so much.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. I think more so, what do I need to do to be happy each day? That was number one.
Yes.
And so that goes back to that figuring out what kind of business I wanted to be. What did I want to do and how was I going to do it? And all that each day was my, that was my thing. If I could get through the day, setting myself up for success for that day. And I'll tell you, just on a very basic level, very intrinsic level, we're talking about food and some roof over my head, literally.
<That's good. laughs>
If I could get through those things, then it was a successful day.
Yes.
And that became my bar.
Yeah.
Not my drinking bar, okay? I didn't go to a bar or drink. I would never have amounted to anything. But that became the bar that I set, which is a very low bar because those are things on the hierarchy of needs. You have to eat. You have to, you know, make sure those things are in place and have proper shelter. So once I had those things covered, I said, well, you know, the rest is kind of gravy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I looked at it. And I, as I write in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, my book that's out there on Amazon and everywhere else, I had to realize, I said, okay, well, you know, I had to make some adjustments, which I talk about.
Yes.
Because if you are going to embark upon an entrepreneurial career, something that you spoke of very highly, and we're going to do a whole episode about funding and raising monies for your business goals. So we'll talk about that in upcoming episodes of Hairpreneur with Linda C. and Kara Hines. So that's going to come up very soon. But in looking at all of that, like you mentioned as well with the 401k, which was one of the things that I used to leap forward. But for you guys out there, you know, this is very, very important. All of these little tips will be able to help you on your way. So I just want to say, Linda C., but for me, it was deciding how I was going to, you know, finance the business, but also that I had to do this and I had to pick out some things that I wanted to do. And like I said, for me, I think like I set the bar again so low that my thinking was a little different than others. Who just think, oh, I'm going to, you know, we'll make so much money and I can do this and do that. They become very money focused. And I think that, I don't know if that's the right way to go about it. Perhaps it works for some. It just wasn't the route that I wanted to take. My deciding was that I wanted to be happy each day.
Yes.
And it's about the quality of life, right?
Of
the quality of your life.
Absolutely, and that's where I, like I was saying to my husband, and he says, you know, I have to say, like, I'm a people person, and I love to talk to people face to face. I love to hear their experiences, and I love to, you know, being in the financial industry is not about making money or getting these loans. It's about changing somebody's life. Like I would always say to my boss, like, I'm not going to sell a 91-year-old person a loan or a credit card or whatever it is or some type of product just because to make that sale. What value am I getting out of it? And what value is that person going to get out of it? You know? So that's where I said to myself, well, I want to do something. And I know some people may say that, oh, well, hair extension doesn't do that. But I look at the bigger picture. I just don't want to sell hair extensions. I want to grow it to where it's something out of the park. You know, is that the right thing?
Well, so, you said you want to grow it to what?
To like something huge, to have to grow it like a different market. And I said, well, just don't want to just base it online. I want to go into a store and see face to face the people, talk to these men and women and how I'm changing their life and provide them with a whole other service. That is what drives me every day. I look at the end that, okay, well, not only am I going to that example, I'm going to leave a legacy, you know, and I'm going to have, like you said, that it's about having mental health and being healthy mentally and the quality of life, you know. So, and that's what drives me every day, because every day I don't wake up bubbly or happy at that sense, because it you know, sometimes you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, but you gotta make it right,
yeah,
before you step out the door, you know. So
this,
you know,
true.
I put my
and if you start working
on,
for yourself,
yeah,
often,
exactly,
you don't even have to step outside your door.
Exactly. and you know,
yeah,
I have my book, I have my that I work on my website with my, you know, with the people, I would say my podifies, that, you know, and I'm coining your phrase.
That's right.
And
oh,
that,
I remember.
And,
and remind everybody what the pod of five is all about.
Well, it's a group of friends or family members that support you, basically, that absolutely,
right,
give you advice and ideas. And I actually had a breakthrough this weekend, actually yesterday, and I thought about you, and I said, look at me, with my pot of fire, and then, you know, I
wow,
sat down with my cousin, and we went over the website, and she says, you know, we need to change some things. I said, what do you think? And that was constructive criticism. I took that to heart, because I know she's helping me
absolutely
grow, and she sees my vision, and she goes, this is going to be big, girl. And you have no idea what I see, you know. And so that,
wow,
made me happy, you know, that somebody's
absolutely
looking out for me. So that's why a lot of people need those, you know, Potifys and
every
entrepreneur.
Every entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Every entrepreneur. And really,
yeah,
everybody in life. But that's another,
yeah,
story.
Of course. But you,
yes,
can use that to your life. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's what it is.
That's right.
And
in
that's
order to
great
be successful, yes, you have to have some sort of support system. And we talked about in the last episode of Hairpreneur, and you guys can find it on Spotify. So it's important to remember that, you know, creating that support system, very, very important. And they also can help with financial support too, so don't forget that part.
Yeah,
and we'll talk about that and hopefully in the next episode or so. But yeah, I am very excited, and we also wanted to talk about entities and all that wonderful good stuff. So in deciding what type of that, you know, what kind of business you wanted it to be and what type of customer you would like to have, again, same types of ideas that went into my creation of that. And I decided, for me, I said, okay, this business is inspired by women of color. It was inspired by my amazing mom and my wonderful and beautiful sisters and just so many women that I've gotten to know along the way, particularly in the hair and beauty industry. And I said, this is what we're going to do with that information. We're going to be a program that would provide the information on healthy hair care for folks who are in front of, I'm going to say, who are seated in the chair, but also for folks who are behind the chair. So
yeah,
for all women particularly, but we also have expanded our wares for men as well, and just for having being a cultural touchstone, and that's what I wanted the business to be, and I think we've accomplished that. So it takes time sometimes. You do have to take some time to figure out those things about your business,
mm-hmm,
but it's worth it. It's worth it to
and
have the honest
demographics
with
too
yourself.
Of course. That,
absolutely,
that makes a big, that can make or break your
absolutely
business. You know,
absolutely,
and I see it has to stand out. Like I see, like I live in northern New Jersey, and there's a lot of stores that are the same right next to each other, but every store stood out a different way. Like I would get a certain, like when I used to buy my hair, I would only go to that one guy, to like that one guy that was selling the hair that I always loved. Not because he had the best looking store, but because he provided that service. You know, he had quality hair. He was
on customer service. Oh, yes, he had good product.
You know, and yes, and he had the women in there that were like me, that looked like me, and that gave me great advice of what hair I should choose. Oh, okay, I would say this is the style that I'm looking for. So, and versus where I would walk into the bigger stores that were more flashy, and it was just there.
They were colder, and yeah.
Yes, it was just there. Wow. I mean, the stuff was really nice, and his store was much smaller, but you would think that he would be struggling with customers. He had loyal customers. I've been going to that man since the 90s. And he
well, that's the thing.
Store.
I love it. I love it. It's boutique. It's I call it boutique
yes.
services.
A boutique.
Boutique
yes.
businesses.
Exactly.
Right? Yes.
Exactly.
We,
and I've
we
been going
specialize.
To him since the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he moved his store to another town, which was not too far from my house. But I actually found him. I went out, I asked people around, the people that I know that was going to the same boutique that I was going to back in East Orange. I found him, and he said, oh, yeah, he moved to Orange. And I said, what? So I've been
we're talking
going
about
there
Jersey, folks. That's
Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey. I keep forgetting.
Yes.
And so that's how, and then you would think, like, loyal customers, this is what it is. They bring in, and I would always tell people, go to his store because he's the best, you know. And there's tons of hair stores on that main street. I mean, we're talking about 20 stores, and that one person stood out. I would frequent the other stores and kind of looked around, but I never, not that I bought little things here and there, but I always have gone to him for everything.
That is
so
amazing.
I mean, you know, and that's how,
must,
you know,
he
when
must he, really, yeah. You go ahead. I'm sorry. That's how you know.
No, go ahead, Carrie. No, go ahead. I was done with my story.
Well, no, I just think that's amazing. And, you know, and I appreciate hearing that, taking the time and supporting these small businesses, and it can make all the difference. And because of the help that you gave him and going and patronizing his store for so long, might have been the difference that kept them in business. Like we talked about the folks who couldn't make it or made it through the pandemic and stuff. That little bit
mm-hmm.
of support is what can keep the lights on at his brick-and-mortar business.
Definitely.
And I do want to get this across, and I know it's a little off-subject for our broadcast today, but it's important to remember to support the small businesses because, you know, little tiny things really do make the difference. Folks think it takes a lot of money. It does, but it also, every little bit of business helps. Support these businesses because our businesses reflect our community. Maybe the other folks, maybe not so much. But for us, it would make the difference in our communities. It really would. If we supported our own businesses and businesses that we create in our community for our community folks, we would, I think we'd be okay.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That's something that, we have to take the steps to make sure that that's done. Now, your extensions business, so what kinds of hair, do you offer in this extensions business, Linda C. from New Jersey?
Well, I offer virgin hair. It's 100% human hair, and it's from one donor. I have Peruvian hair, and they all come in different styles, like straight hair, wavy, deep wave, like body, and then closures and frontals. So that's pretty much in the gist of it all. And as the business grows, I'll be introducing new things, new products to the business. And so far, that's pretty much it.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a great start. It really does. So we are just blown away. And we're going to be
mm-hmm.
following each step that you take on this wonderful journey that we are talking about on Hairpreneur. Now, I have to say, and getting back to a few of the items that we were talking about today, in choosing the entity, and I remember starting off many times as just a sole proprietorship, an SP we call it, where, you know, you basically, of course, you register your business, but you pretty much stay in that lane. It's not mm-hmm. one that you have looked to become a big corporation or anything outside of just, you know, having a business, which could be online or just, you know, even in way of consulting. It just depends on how you have it set up. But a mm-hmm. lot of folks start off that way because of taxes and stuff like that. And I wanted to just explain that to a lot of folks out there. The reason that they have entities, and when we're talking about entities, we're talking about whether you are that you incorporate or decide to be a regular corporation or a sole proprietorship, limited liability corporation or company. All of that is really designated because of taxation. So that's the reason that you have these different entities so that it can kind of aid with that. And I know that sounds foreign because I was like, when I first started looking into this many years ago, I said, oh, okay, so that's why folks have decided to become an LLC, so to speak, which wasn't always around. LLCs are not new, but it hasn't been all that long that they've been out there. And an LLC is essentially shields your assets from the potentiality of you know, it's not that it stops you from being sued, but it's not able to penetrate to your personal assets. So your business kind of becomes its own entity, if you will, its own being almost. So very interesting stuff. So the sole proprietorship is very much the opposite. An SP, you can set up for your business, and there are benefits in starting an SP versus setting up an LLC to start. An LLC requires a lot of record keeping, and it has to be approved by the state, and so forth and so on. Where an SP, sole proprietorship, basically, like I said, you just go down and register it and you're on your way in terms of business license, pretty much, and that's it. So it's really interesting. But the thing with an SP, with a sole proprietorship, your personal assets, your personal wealth, there is no shield that exists with the LLC. So just bear that in mind. That's why a lot of folks, you can start off as a sole proprietorship because it's easy to get started. So yes, much easier to get started, but then you're less vulnerable to a certain degree. So just something to think about. And then you have all kinds of regular corporations, and you have the ideas of stocks that you can disseminate and divide and raise funds for your business. And your business can, I mean, it goes on and on and on. There's so many different opportunities. And maybe one day, Linda C., we'll talk about franchising and all of that and getting your business out into different ways and so mm-hmm. forth. So I'm excited about Hairpreneur. I think it is just marvelous, and I think it's going to help, as it has even reflected already, with so many folks right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show who are just big fans. So I wanted to take a moment and, you know, talk a little bit more. You know, we spoke about what goes in to your business, but we didn't really get into the brick and mortar versus the online idea.
Okay.
So what do you have to say about that? What comes to mind, Linda C., from New Jersey?
I mean, well, so to me, the online, online stores, you put more work into it versus, when I mean work, you have to find a good website. I mean, to develop your business website, because that is your bread and butter. That's what you're selling. That's your representation of you and your business. So it needs to be on point, and, you know, and it's to appeal to your potential buyers. And you work, I feel like, in my opinion, when you have an online store, you kind of have to work a little bit more, but you do have some free time to dedicate more to your
business, where is it to network with other places, other people, and versus the brick and mortar, it's more face-to-face. So you may work at a brick and mortar, your own business, from like 9 to 6 or 9 to 7, but you have to be dedicated to be there at all times and to stay on point. And, of course, with your brick and mortar, you need to find the right location that's going to bring you clientele versus online. Online can be a little bit more competitive where you're competing against 20 other businesses that are like yours. And you have to market yourself a little bit more. You have to pay more attention to detail because one little slip-up can cost you to even have bad reviews or, you know, just you want to stay on top of your game. So like me, I kind of like both aspects of it, but I'm more so of a brick and mortar girl, to say, because I like the face to face. I like to talk to people. I like to see my clients come in, and so with online, I think the online is a little bit more work. It can be very frustrating because you always have to stay fresh. Do you kind of understand what I'm saying, Carrie? Like, you always yeah. have to be new at all times. And you have to make sure your Instagram is good, your Facebook. So it's a little bit more intense. And you have to do a little bit more homework. You have to be a little hands-on. And the brick and mortar, yes, you put a lot of work in it because it's more physical, you know.
Absolutely.
But so to me, those are the two differences. And whichever... you're planning to open out there, and I think it needs to be more researched. It needs for you to have a business plan, just like you have a business plan. I truly believe I have a business plan for my life itself, my personal life, and my family. A life plan, yes, and with timelines and everything. And also, wow. You have to have a business plan, not just a business plan to present to get funding, but a business plan for yourself, for your business. What do you want your business to look like? What is the time frame? Just like I'm doing here with Carrie, I have a business plan, but it's not for financial. It's for when I'm going to get my business off the ground, which is Hairpreneur from the ground up.
Exactly. You took
like
the words out of my mouth. I was just about to
yes.
say it.
So
I
that's
literally
what
was.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, you need three
wow.
business plans. You need your life business plan, and you need a business plan for you to get your business off the ground.
Yes.
And you need a business plan for your financials to present this business. So it is a lot of work to do. And
exactly.
One is more easier than the other, but just because I mentioned the online is the quick. Well, sometimes it can be the quickest, and sometimes it cannot. It's not, but it's the easiest way without all the overhead versus the brick and mortar, where you have to really find the funding, and you know you really have to do a little bit more work, and you really have to risk a little bit more to make it happen. So one is more riskier than the other. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
so
I mean, you're absolutely right. But they both mm-hmm. require the research, and you mentioned that
exactly.
earlier.
Exactly. Absolutely.
The online, of course, is a lot less expensive
mm-hmm.
in comparison to having a brick-and-mortar business. But several things on those folks who wish to have a brick-and-mortar, and when we say brick-and-mortar, just so we don't leave anybody out, it means a business that you can walk into. Versus a business that is solely online. And some are a hybrid. They're kind of like a mixture of those two.
Mm-hmm.
But bear in mind, if you have selected a brick-and-mortar business, it is amazing because because of the pandemic, lots of the brick-and-mortar owners, I'm saying that these folks who rent these commercial properties out to folks like you and me who wish to have a business, you can get really great deals right now because
mm-hmm.
there's so many businesses that have gone online. So it opens it up where if you go in, you can always negotiate for 6 months free rent in some cases. And all of that is as an outpour. But for those who wish to avoid a lot of that overhead that you also mentioned, Linda C., online is definitely a much more economical option. And depending upon what type of business you have, can be something that I think is the way to really look at that and the way to really consider going. So we're happy to guide you at the Hair Radio Morning Show on Hairpreneurs. Yes, I'm Carrie Hines with the amazing Linda C. You've been doing just a great job, Linda C. So super hyped about it. It was an extraordinary third episode of Hairpreneur and From the Ground Up. And again, Hairpreneur is that made-up word. It's like a hair person and an entrepreneur, right?
Exactly.
Kind of merged
Absolutely.
Into one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we really, really like it. I think this was really good. Linda C., before we sign out for today, is there anybody that you want to shout out to? Any closing thoughts for the Hairpreneurs to carry them over to the next episode?
Just to everyone that's listening, all the future hairpreneurs and all the current
yes.
hairpreneurs, and especially to you, Carrie, and to your wonderful radio show, and just my podcast, and that's pretty much it. And I love being here. I love spending that moment with you and your listeners, and hopefully that I know we're helping them out there.
We're making the difference.
Yes, we are, definitely. And I'm glad I am part of making that difference. I'm very proud
yes.
and I'm very grateful that you have invited me to your show again.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward
it.
To growing with you and all my hairpreneurs out there, and I can't wait to be in your in the hair show out in August
yes.
in Atlantic City.
Yes.
I'm very excited about that. So hopefully I can
awesome.
Get to meet our hairpreneurs and also the listeners.
Yes.
So I'm super excited.
And you can go to hairnationexpo.biz to find out all about our live events. And we're going to keep you guys posted on that, right, throughout all of that we're doing with Hairpreneur. So, Linda C., thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for
thank
having
you.
Me. Always a pleasure.
All right. You got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Listen every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to Vet Talk with Michael Hopkins, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, live. We're all about hair, beauty, and community. Catch the replays on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Eastern at our 24/7 hairradio.com network.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
This is Louis Martinet, and I listen every day to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
This is Purcell Jones Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
I don't know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Carrie Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Thursday morning, July 22nd of 2021. I'm bringing to the line my amazing co-star, co-host Tara in the morning. Tara, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Carrie. Happy Thursday to you. Good morning to all our amazing listeners here on the Heavy Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so excited that you tuned in and joined us this morning. It's just such an amazing, beautiful day here in Maryland, and it's just a pleasure just to be here. We have so much to talk about, so much good stuff.
That's right. And Tara, you are out in the Maryland area. I'm here in New York. So we are automatically we do our remote broadcasting every single day. We connect folks from literally all over the world. And I kind of wanted to take a moment to thank all of our listeners from everywhere for taking a moment to, you know, to really tune in. Because I want to remind folks, the program airs at 6 in the morning. We're on 6 in the morning New York time, 5 in the morning if you're out in the Central Time Zone. So we are here broadcasting. Usually the first part of our broadcast, we are kind of tossing on some of our amazing recent pieces, recent interviews, special guests, great memories from, you know, we're soon celebrating up to our 600th episode. So with that being said, we pull a whole bunch of recent pieces, recent recordings, recent interviews, recent guests. And we kind of rebroadcast those in the first hour so folks can catch up with some of the things that we've done. And so it's kind of exciting. Yeah, up to 600 shows real soon. On
I
August.
Know.
We should be selling, August
shows.
6, I believe it is. Yeah, so it's a lot. 600 broadcasts times 3 hours a day. So you're talking about 1,800 hours of just this recent show.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my 25 years. Exactly. Not my 25-year career, just the recent broadcast of this particular show. So I thought it would be kind of nice to remind everybody we've had amazing guests on the program. We've had folks from the music world, lots of music celebrities, lots, and we love them, mostly from my era back in the 90s. So that was my hot time, so I have a lot of those folks.
I'm trying to hang in there with
right?
you.
Okay. And
I'm
this
a late
is a good
90s
thing.
Baby, see? yeah.
Oh,
I'm
well,
a
then,
late
yeah,
90s
a lot of
baby,
these.
So.
Oh, well, then, Tara, you'll relate to a lot of these guests. You know, everybody knows who Beyonce's dad is. So it doesn't get any better than Matthew Knowles and Allison Williams and Tony Terry and Melba Moore and Dionne Warwick and all these amazing folks who were on, and Gerald Austin, let me not leave him out, and Louis Martinet and all these folks who've done such amazing things and who've taken the time to be right here on our broadcast. And so I want to remind the folks about that. And then we've had amazing hair guests. We had everybody from the wonderful Lock folks who do natural hair. And I just want to make sure folks understand, we welcome everybody. So whether you are a natural hair person, whether you provide chemical services, whatever it is that you do, whether you produce hair products, we are in the middle of everybody. The one commonality should be healthy hair. So that's something that we are a promoter of, in addition to the entire cosmetology industry, as well as the hair, the natural hair, everybody. I think we're the advocates. So that's it on that.
I totally agree.
So So today we opened up the broadcast with Crystal Wright from out in California. We have a lot of California people, which is the most ironic thing.
I know
I'm 3,000 miles away, but we have a lot of California people who are on the show. So she is in Southern California, like L.A. area, and she came on the show to talk about how folks, a lot of booking, like if you're a professional stylist and you want to be booked in entertainment venues and movies and things of that nature. So she talks about that. She's written a book as well out there. We opened up with her. She does a classic interview that she did for our show. And then we went into Hairpreneurs, which is a special episodic program that we created specifically for Hair Radio. Linda C., who is a wonderful lady who just created her business out of Northern New Jersey. She kind of is our unofficial co-host. She's walking us through herself setting up her business from A to Z, literally from the ground up. So
yeah, remember those days.
So we have these conversations pretty much like every other week or so, and we bring it to you. So the episode that you just heard was our third episode in the series, and we'll be bringing an all-new episode, which is number four, next week. So I'm real excited. We'll get a chance to do an all-new episode of Hairpreneurs for you guys. And then if you want to download the episodes, they are available for purchase for just $4.99 in our store. Folks at Carrie, that is way too low. But you can actually download the episodes and keep them in your archives and replay them,
at
will.
Yeah, anytime
you
want.
So it's really, really awesome.
I just love how you just make this information so convenient for people. Seriously.
Oh,
you know,
that
is great. And I just hope that, you know, our wonderful listeners are really taking advantage of that, because you have put together a well-oiled machine to make sure that people can get this information live. Don't forget, we have our 24-hour streamline at hairradio.com 7 days a week. And like he says, you can download for a minimal price. So he's making it so accessible to get this information in your hands. So I think that is just great. That's great.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. I really do. And Tara, I just want to remind folks, because you are such a pro, that you sound like you've been here all along. So I have to remind folks that you literally have just come on board, and you're doing such a great job that I have to say thank you to you. You have to understand it's in my nature to be appreciative to folks who are helping us along our journey.
And you are.
So
you
will never.
The pleasure is all mine.
Listen, we will always remind you of that. I'm the person, I will always, you'll never hear me not be appreciative. And, I mean, literally, 4 years from now, I'll be still saying, Tara, thank you so much, because that's how we appreciate. We're very sincere here about what
love.
We do.
Absolutely. And that is just your heart, you know?
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
That, Carrie.
And it kind of just reminds me, you know, because I just did a posting on Facebook recently that we lost one of my actual co-hosts.
Yeah, and
she was
a
wonderful lady.
Facebook. Yeah,
you
she
saw
was beautiful.
That?
Yeah, I
yes,
did.
She was.
I did with the
yes.
whole team. Absolutely beautiful. Oh, my gosh. You know, it's just sad that I never had a chance to, you know, meet her or, you know, connect with her, you know, getting back on the radio or anything. So, you know, I've never met her personally, but, I mean, she's just a beautiful person. I mean, really. So,
well, what is
you know,
amazing.
My condolences to you and her family.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Tara. What is amazing is that you are walking in the shoes that she still, you know, she started here. So you're filling in shoes. That's
literally.
You're in the spot where she was a co-host on the program.
Literally. Yeah.
Almost
10 years ago?
Not that long ago. She was in the 2018-2019 period. So I'm going to personally look, you got to remember, as I mentioned at the top of the live hour, we have about 1,800 hours of material.
That's a lot of hours to look up.
We got a lot of hours to sift through. So someone has to literally sift through the material to find her period on the broadcast.
Yeah.
So we will.
Yeah.
Because like when you came onto the show, I did a brand new interview with you on the broadcast.
Yes.
We did the same thing for Sean. Her name is Charmin Edwards, by the way, for Charmin. We did the same thing for Charmin. And so, you know, so we always teased her because she had her products put in. She was a very sophisticated business lady. So she knew how to do her business right and left. She had created a product called Rockulox. And it was kind of like, if I recall, like something that fastened. You can Google it, R-O-C-Y-A-L-O-X.
Okay.
And this Rockulox thing was like something she sold in different stores, And she would fasten it onto your hair, and it was like, it was great. It came in different colors and all this kind of stuff. And so she would always be on our broadcast. We teased her because she, you know, she was using our air, so she always sold her products. And she mentioned that Rocky Lots.
She was going to plug
every
it in.
Every few seconds. She was, yeah, she was a very smart lady. And we just loved her. But she also was dynamic. And she brought a lot of real human energy and sincerity to the broadcast. And then, if that's not enough, she came out here because she worked at Amtrak. She came out to New York, and she was at one of our live mini shows. We used to do like a think tank once a month, bringing folks together for free. I used to, on my own time, pay for this out of my own pocket. And I would have folks gather. I would feed them every Sunday, every time we had the show. They all ate for free, came in for free, and sat down and did networking and all that wonderful good stuff and learned about the industry. And so she came out to that, and we had a huge, huge thing. We had pictures and red carpet there, and it was amazing. And so that's where that picture that you saw with Charmin and the rest of the folks with Hair Radio. Those were some of our on-air people and our photographer. It was just, it was really just an amazing thing. So TJ was on that picture. That was TJ on the end.
I saw.
That,
I saw that.
So, yeah, really good crew. And
great picture.
And all of that. Yeah, so Hair Radio, and for me personally, I was unaware that she had passed. And TJ called me up and said, did you hear? And I had no idea. And then if that's not enough, I went to look at her page because I rarely get a chance to go to people's pages. I'm sorry, folks out there, if you think I do have the time to do that. I do not have the time. I just don't have it. So I don't really get a chance to go to people's pages. You know, people like, I don't know if you get this also, Tara, but I'll get friends and business folks say, did you see I put this on my page? They're talking about, you know, they put little things on their page. I'm like, who, what? I don't know.
I get it all the time.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it at all.
Listen,
and I
Carrie,
feel kind of badly.
We barely had time to put stuff on our we barely had time to put stuff on our own page.
We really don't. We don't, but they don't realize what you're doing. And we're going to talk about that because that's a big thing. But, yeah, so I went to Charmin's page, you know, kind of to see what folks are thinking about her now that she's no longer with us. And when I went to Charmin's page, the first thing I saw – the very first thing was that she had my name up there as a co-host on the program. And so you never know. Well, listen, let me tell you something. I talk to folks just about every day. You know, a lot of people don't know, but they just hear me on the radio show, and that's wonderful, and we love you for that. And I appreciate my listeners all over the world. But in addition to that, I do a whole bunch of business coaching. I do private sessions. I meet with folks literally day in and day out. In addition to, you know, helping them pull together their business ideas and all of that, in addition to writing for our program and, you know, I do PR and public relations and all kinds of things like that. So that's pretty much where I am. So that's why I don't really get much of an opportunity to go and look at individual pages and stuff, but to see that and to realize that what you're doing resonates with folks. It is connecting with people on a deeper level than you could ever imagine. And
you never know
how
you impact someone.
Exactly. You don't know that. Has that happened to you where you don't even realize that that you meant so much to folks until they're no longer here?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I've talked to people. You know, and you're absolutely right about that. You never know how much you impact someone just not just with words, but especially when you pour and you share, and like you said, you know, helping people with their businesses and PR and startups and questions and things like that. And And even though, you know, that's what you do, you know, I help businesses too, but, you know, on a much smaller scale, you know, and we come in with our expertise. And for us, it's the norm. It's what we do, you know. But
exactly.
For somebody else, it's so valuable,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it sounds like she truly valued you, Carrie. Seriously.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
I spoke with
yeah.
her. I mean, I'm going to find
mm-hmm.
her interviews because I seem to
yeah,
recall, I believe she shared with everyone
it.
That she had been sick and stuff. So she'll tell it from her. You'll hear her tell it in first person.
Okay.
So we'll get that on as soon as humanly possible. I have the intern look for that today.
That will be
I
a
just,
for
yeah, I think so, too. I just want to say things because it is something I realize that we're doing important work. Like I think back even to this past epidemic or pandemic, I'm sorry, the real
mm-hmm.
phrase, catchphrase. I looked during the pandemic. In the midst of that time, we were able to get the folks at Barberside here. The educational director
oh.
came on our show,
yeah.
the ED, and she
mm-hmm.
did an enormous long interview with our broadcast to tell folks how they could disinfect on a better level. In the
okay.
midst of the pandemic. So Barberside, and then she presented, you know, certification for different folks out there and told them how they
of
could
course.
Get certified and stuff for learning different things
mm-hmm.
By visiting their website at barberside.com. So
mm-hmm.
these are the different things that we've done. We have constantly, whatever news items, we've covered everything. The Black Lives Matter people have been on our show. We've interviewed them with TV's Lisa Bloom, the attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Cosby, I believe Lisa and her mother, Gloria Allred, they were representing women who were suing Cosby.
Yeah.
So we've
are.
Always had newsmakers on this show. I've always had top guests. In addition
mm-hmm.
to Lisa Bloom, she wasn't the only attorney that was on our show. Back, Trayvon Martin's attorney, his family attorney was on our show, Benjamin Crump,
wow.
who represents
yeah.
George Floyd family.
Yeah,
I chatted with
yeah.
Benjamin as well. He's been on our broadcast.
What an honor. Yeah.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of folks. The late Shelley Garrett, playwright, amazing
mm-hmm.
playwright,
yeah.
celebrating 30 years of his play Beauty Shop. So he was on our show before he passed away. And
mm-hmm.
He had shared a whole bunch of talked about Wendy Waquel Robinson from Steve Harvey's show and The Game. He
yeah.
launched the careers of her, Tommy Ford from Martin, even Tyler Perry gave me all of that information firsthand. And so I appreciated it. And then his wonderful wife, Doris,
mm-hmm.
Doris Garrett, she's often with us to, she stays in touch and lets us know how Shelley Garrett's legacy, how his memory is being preserved and,
yeah.
and you know, just
mm-hmm.
reminding us of his amazing accomplishments. And so
mm-hmm.
we just love her and appreciate her and all of Shelley's work. And for me, it resonates very much since I've always been into plays and writing, stuff like that and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done
mm-hmm.
a lot. And we've kept
yeah.
the folks informed along the way. These are not just
mm-hmm.
things that I'm just saying. We have all these broadcasts that you can listen back to.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's and you can Google most. I think you can Google everything because if you Google Carrie Hines and Hair Radio, you'll see a lot. You'll see a lot.
Listen, I have Googled you. Listen.
Oh.
I remember when
I found out it's a lot out there.
It's a lot out there, Carrie. When we first connected 2 years ago, and I told
wow.
my husband, I said, I don't know
it's
who this man
is. It's already been 2 years, Sarah.
It's
wow.
been almost 2 years. It's been, and I said,
wow.
I don't know who this man is.
Oh.
But he is so incredible. And you know how and I'm just gonna say it. I said his rap sheet.
Oh my! Thank you.
I
like that.
I think,
okay.
Yeah, I Googled you.
I
and
sound
I think
cool.
I scrolled through
I've got a rap
sheet. Pages.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
sheet.
It's
I
a lot.
I think I scrolled through 10 pages.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
my
a
gosh.
Lot.
If
I've done a lot.
If you don't know who he is or you just want to know his background, you want to know his passion, what he does, what he stands for, who this man is, Google him.
Well, you know what's so funny? I've got the receipts. That's what I tell people, mm-hmm. as the kids say. I've got the receipts. Even I might give you a little treat. Maybe we'll get it on.
Okay.
I've got a show that I did 20 years ago with Montel Jordan was our guest on the broadcast.
Okay.
Remember, this is how we do it. He was actually
in the recording
studio working with a new artist. At that time, it was a new artist, but you guys will get to know who she is. And you can hear the Hair Radio Show. We used to be a nighttime broadcast out of Northern New Jersey on FM radio. Yes. Yes. We've got the advertisement still in the show. So I'm going to play that. It's only a 30-minute show. So I'll play that. Maybe we'll get it on at some point, maybe on in mid-show, so you can hear what we sounded like as a 30-minute broadcast.
Okay.
Back then, 20 years ago.
Isn't that
so
something?
Folks,
that's going to be interesting
to
hear.
I mean, we've got all that, plus my magazine articles that I have out there. When I started in Los Angeles and Hollywood, they did magazine articles on me. I've got the pictures and the articles and all that kind of stuff. I actually have one of the magazines is hanging in a museum in St. Louis. So, I've got a lot of stuff out there.
Wow.
Not to mention my New York. I've been in the New York Daily newspaper, the New York Amsterdam newspaper, American Salon magazine, the Salon Operator newspaper, and countless radio shows beyond, not just my shows and shows I produce, but other people have asked me to be guests on their programs going back as early as like 94. So we've been here putting the time in twin industries. We've been in broadcasting and we've been in the hair business side. So
Thank you.
Yeah, so I love what we're doing. And it's wonderful to meet folks like yourself, Tara, who is doing
it up.
You're doing it up in your own right.
Yeah, we're trying to be, I'm trying to be like you when I grow up.
Oh, listen, you have grown up and you have grown into your own. And so I love hearing about Ayers. Yes. Well, that's very kind of you. But, I think we inspire each other. It's like that what they say, iron sharpens iron.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So I'm real happy about that.
And we both bring something to the table that will benefit
absolutely.
The listeners and give them something to, take away and, and build upon. So that's great.
Absolutely.
That is great.
Well, listen, I don't want to move away from this topic just yet without talking about Ayers. So please, Badge of Nature, please tell everybody again what ABN is all about.
Okay, so ABN Products is short for Ayers Badge of Nature, and Ayers is short for Ayurvedics. Ayurvedics is an Indian Greek word that means the science of life, and it is Indian herbs and powders, which are used internally and externally to actually bring the body into balance with one another. So it is a holistic system that I incorporated into the products. And I do have a natural hair care line. And, of course, it has all those wonderful oils and butters, all the products. I'm sorry, all the ingredients are all natural, all organic. But I just decided to take it one step further and infuse these wonderful herbs into the products that has been proven to treat hair loss and to make your hair as strong as steel. So I'm treating shedding and breakage, thinning, crown loss, graying, and especially alopecia. So the products were formulated for me initially out of desperation when I started losing my hair probably about 7 years ago. I'm losing my crown and my hair was just aging as I got older. I just saw that my hair was changing. So I created this formula and it is changing the lives of so many men and women. And like I said, it's all organic, safe for the entire family. So if anyone is experiencing any kind of hair loss, whether it's hereditary, slow growth, no growth, give these products a try. And you can find them at ayersbatchofnature.com. I'm on Amazon. I'm on Etsy. I'm in select Macy's, select retail stores. And just like Carrie, just Google the name and you will find the location, find all the information that you need. Ayers Batch of Nature, LLC.
And I appreciate that. And I'm going to just drop it right here. We are, I'm working on our brand new app at the same time I'm doing all these things.
Yes,
we're working on our brand new app. Yes, and we're going to have all that connected right there. And
I
promise you that's on the way.
I'm the app queen.
Yeah.
I may not go to your page, but I'll download the app.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be wonderful. We've had one recently, yeah, that you'll hear certain interviews refer to. And speaking of which, earlier on the broadcast, if you guys have been paying attention, Linda C., we talked about her doing the Hairpreneurs with me earlier, and she referenced our Road to Healthy Hair event that's coming up in Atlantic City, New Jersey. She mentioned
it was
August, because at the time she was on, it was August. So we've had a big date change, and we want to make sure that everybody's aware. The Road to Healthy Hair workshop tour, which happens at the Showboat Hotel, which is this huge, beautiful hotel. It's on the boardwalk that's on the beach in Atlantic City, New Jersey. One of the very few and first hair and beauty shows ever on the actual boardwalk in Atlantic City. So that's in the history of Atlantic City. So our event, again, this is our fourth or fifth outing out there. So we're real happy. That show has been moved to a brand new date in October. October of 2021. You have to remind everybody it's this year. So, yes, it's October of 2021. We're taking all kinds of safety precautions. It's over 3 days. So we're looking at October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. October 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait.
Yes. Very inexpensive tickets. They are for sale right now on Eventbrite.com. So Eventbrite is spelled EventBrite.com. Eventbrite.com, you can get your tickets or go to my very own website at HAIRadio.com. You know how you listen back to our shows and to our 24-hour network there? You can also buy things. We have a store where you can shop and buy tickets for the shows. You can look at other things. We're going to get some of your AS products right there as well.
Oh,
so
that
I'm
would
looking
be
forward to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we
so that's
going to
be awesome. Yes, we want folks, when you are listening to our broadcasts and on our networks and doing everything to support us, we want to make sure you have immediate access to whatever is being talked about on the show.
Yes.
So that's one of the reasons that we do it, and also to provide another resource tool that you guys, you manufacturers, you product companies, you stylists, you folks in the hair business have in your arsenal tool, you know, in your arsenal.
Absolutely.
So that's what I'm real, real excited about. So listen, we're going to talk about some of these advertisements and some of these sponsors and some of these people support us. We need to take just a little bit of a break. Speaking of commercials and all that wonderful good stuff, we got to get on a few folks who have been really supporting us and who, you know, are speaking the language that we need to keep promoting what they're doing. So listen, we'll be right back. This is the All Natural Corner. Now, they have their own wonderful little melodic commercial going on, which talks about, speaking of body butters and all the wonderful products and things like that. It's carried at the All Natural Corner. I went down there. Now, they're in the southern part of New Jersey. And
the
gentleman who owns it, Jamel, he says that's considered like West Jersey. So the Natural Corner, which is located 12 Charleston Road in Willingboro, New Jersey, they're opening up a brand new location. This is the first time we're talking about it on our show, out in Camden, New Jersey. Yes, at 601 Berkeley Street in Camden. So that's on the way. Camden is right outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, my home, my birth home. That's where I was born, down in Philly. So I'm going to tell all my family and friends to get on over to his new location, and maybe we'll cover the grand opening. Yeah, so maybe we'll be there for the grand opening. So we've got a lot to talk about. So I'll go ahead and get on their commercial, Then we'll take a little bit of a music break. We're going to have you to stick with us. We've got a lot more live talk coming up with Tara,
grab your coffee.
And myself,
Come on back.
Gary. Come on back. All right, here's the All Natural Corner. Stay with us.
Welcome, people.
We are the All Natural Corner.
12,000 rooms. We cater to all natural body treatments, body products, skincare at the All Natural Corner. Yeah, we got things for health, wealth. Why not make your beauty more beautiful? At the All Natural Corner. Bladder
Act.
We got soursop, moringa.
At the All Natural Corner. At the All Natural Corner.
Everything that makes your body.
At the All Natural Corner.
This is the All Natural Corner, 12 Charleston Road. Willenboro, New Jersey, 080-46-267-670-9457. We got all natural products. We love the community. The All Natural Corner. You can get it all.
At the All Natural Corner.
All you can come and get.
Everything
at the
need.
All Natural Corner.
At the All Natural Corner.
At the All Natural Corner.
At the All
Tell
Natural
them what
Corner.
You think.
Yes, I was there and I talked to the manager and he let me know that All Natural products was good for my body. He had 102 minerals for me and I was good, you know. I'm going to come back all the time because it's all right at the All Natural Corner. I can't say anything else.
The natural hair care and maintenance training being brought to you by Complete Beauty Solutions, where cosmetology meets healthy naturalism and everything in between. Now offering our half-off introductory special all summer long. So log on to cbeautysolutions.com to sign up. That's C, like complete, then beautysolutions.com. We'll also be on the number one hair radio show, so don't miss out.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, girl, you can snatch by me now. We are full set, for sure.
Black hair, our hair story. The history behind all elaborate designs and hairstyles originated in different ethnic groups in Africa. The first known example of dreadlocks date back to ancient Egypt, where dreadlocks appeared on many artifacts. Ancient Egyptians with dreadlocks have also been recovered from archaeological sites. Socially, hair grooming played a significant part in status and identity in African tribes. It was a way to identify someone's social status based on ethnicity, social rank, age, marital status, wealth, fertility, manhood, religion, and death. Twisting, braiding, cotton or wool thread weaving, adding animal fat or mud and clay were all techniques used to create these elaborate looks. Due to styling taking hours and sometimes days, much like today, women use this time of beautifying as a chance to socialize and form meaningful bonds with one another. In 1444, Europeans began to kidnap Africans of all social statuses and trade them on the west coast of Africa. Many wore elaborate hairstyles. Although the Europeans were first entranced with and admired the complexity of style, texture, and adornment of black hair, something had to be done to rid them of their identity to maintain control and dependency. Many slave owners shaved not only the men's hair but women's hair as well. This was considered an unspeakable crime to many tribes. In 1619, the first slaves were brought to Jamestown. After being on a ship for 3 months in unbearable conditions where hygiene, let alone hair care maintenance, couldn't be maintained, many of the enslaved Africans' hair was matted upon arrival. The enslaved Africans were no longer allowed to speak their native languages, do traditional dances, and maintain their hair in the styles that they chose. All of the African culture and grooming traditions began to disappear. Slave owners wanted to cut off the enslaved Africans' connection to their true self. They pushed their standard of beauty, fair skin, straight hair, and thin facial features. African dark skin, kinky hair, and wider facial features were deemed unattractive. Because of this, lighter skin, straight hair slaves commanded higher prices at auction. Due to brainwashing and internalizing color consciousness, many blacks promoted the idea that dark skin and kinky hair were less attractive and worthless. The enslaved Africans were given no way to care for their hair. In the 1800s, without combs and the herbal treatments used in Africa, they were forced to use bacon grease, butter, kerosene, and sheep brushes to maintain their hair. Thank you.
In 1845, metal hot combs are invented by the French and available to the United States. Many people believe Madame C.J. Walker invented the hot comb, which is incorrect. She developed a range of hair care products for blacks and popularized the press and curl style. In 1865, slavery ended, but the emotional and psychological scars lived on and are still evident today. Quote-unquote good hair, or hair that is finer, curlier, and closer to that of Europeans, becomes a prerequisite for getting jobs, entering certain schools, churches, and social groups. In the 1920s, Marcus Garvey, a black nationalist, urges followers to embrace their natural hair and reclaim their African aesthetic. He is quoted as saying, "You must remove the kinks from your mind, not your hair." In 1954, George E. Johnson launches a permanent hair straightener for men that can be applied at home. A women's chemical straightener quickly follows. In 1962, actress Cicely Tyson wears cornrows on the TV drama East Side, West Side. This was a big deal because braids weren't considered a finished look for an adult woman. Usually this style was only worn inside the home. Angela Davis became an icon of black power with her large afro. The afro became a symbol for black power and pride. Kinky hair and dark skin is embraced, and the phrase "black is beautiful" is coined. In 1968, Diane Carroll is the first black woman to star in a television network series. She is said to be the black version of the All-American Girl with straightened curled hair. In 1971, Melba Tolliver is fired from the ABC affiliate in New York for wearing her hair in an afro. This caused a great deal of controversy. In 1977, the Jerry curl exploded on the black hair scene. It was deemed a curly perm for blacks, and the style lasted through the 1980s. In the 1990s, Essence magazine declares sisters love the weave, but natural styles and locks are starting to become more accepted as well. In the 2000s, relaxers, braids, and natural styles are explored by African Americans. Around 2009, there is a surge in the number of women wearing their hair naturally. Many refer to this as the natural hair movement. In 2006, black hair care is a billion-dollar industry. Black women consume 80% of the hair industry, but only own 3%. Keratin and Brazilian treatments are marketed to smooth and straighten natural hair without damaging the hair. Naturals soon to find this to be false. Today, black women are wearing their hair in a variety of styles, both relaxed and natural. The number of women wearing their hair naturally has increased significantly due to the education on the harshness of chemicals used in relaxers, scalp conditions, a desire to lead a healthier and more active lifestyle, and a desire for naturally longer and thicker hair. Many
many believe to truly embrace, understand, and appreciate our hair, especially in its natural state and how it directly relates to our culture, we must understand its history and be willing to maintain a certain level of integrity and respect regarding it. I wasn't able to list everything, unfortunately. The video would have been way too long, but I encourage you to continue to research about this subject. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see y'all next time. Peace, love, and light.
Has your trip to the local hair store left you down? Same old hair with little selection and outrageous prices? Well, you need to check out TracyBeautySupply.com. This is an online beauty store specializing in all types of hair. There are different lengths, different colors, different styles, and you can basically live out your hair fantasy through this site. TracyBeautySupply.com is devoted to helping every woman's dream of the perfect hairstyle come true by providing the highest quality of virgin human hair. Want a new look? We'll help you find a new color. We'll help you find it. You can't get it? We got it, and we can deliver it to you because we can deliver everywhere. TracyBeautySupply.com, where hair fantasies come true.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Now you can listen to our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network and shop all in the same place. Go to hairradio.com. We've got around-the-clock hair and beauty radio talk. And while you're there, buy your favorite books, hair products, tickets to live hair and beauty events, and much more. And if you'd like to feature your products in our hairradio.com website store or be a guest on the Hair Radio Broadcast Network, contact us at hairradio.com and reach the world.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. Yes, you are listening to the Home of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's Thursday, July 22nd of 2021. It is my honor and pleasure to bring back to the line the one and only out of Maryland. Her name is Tara, and she is our amazing new co-host right here on the broadcast. Good morning, Tara. Again, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Carrie. How are you doing? Good morning to all
our amazing listeners.
Yeah, here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So glad you guys tuned in for the second half of this show. I'm just excited to be here. Such a beautiful day here in Maryland.
Yeah, it's the third hour. Actually, we are just killing it here. And I've got to tell you, what we just aired was a little special that talked about the history of black hair. Now, mm-hmm. that was produced by a TV network, CNBC TV. So that
okay.
aired on CNBC TV. And why it's special to us is because it features Sam Inan, who is the man behind BOPSA, the Black Owned Beauty Supply Association, BOPSA. You can go to his site at BOPSA.org if you'd like to find out more about BOPSA. Sam was on our show many times, and so when the folks at the cable network came calling, he was able to speak on camera. So you'll find the whole video on YouTube, and we just wanted to air it here on our broadcast. So that's the history behind the history of Black Hair right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are connected. We are so thrilled to just know just about everybody. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Well, this is what it took. You know, I have to tell you, and Tara, this is going back. When I first started mm-hmm. the Hair Radio Show, talk about memories going back over these 600 episodes, I remember beginning, and I used to just wish and dream. I said, one day I'm going to, meet this person or have them on the show or talk about what we're doing. And I mm-hmm. remember feeling that way about Alelia Bundles, who I had read about, over two decades ago. And not just her, but so many others. I always knew that we would cross paths. At some point, they would know
at
who we were.
Yeah.
Yes, I didn't know when it would happen, but I, mm-hmm. and I mean, that was a long time ago, and I just knew one day they would know who we were. And and that's nice. And that's why I rarely chase people. I really
mm-hmm.
don't chase behind people. I
mm-hmm.
feel that at the right time, you'll work together if that's what's in the stars. And I focus on what I'm supposed to do, so maybe they can discover you as opposed to you chasing after them. And
do the
I work hard
and they will show
to
up.
Make that happen.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Do the work, folks. Don't look for shortcuts. There's no
Mm-mm.
such thing as a shortcut to success.
And what's for you will show up.
Yeah. What's for you will
Absolutely.
Show up, and I love
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was Paul Abdul who said that no shortcut to success. You've got to do the
yes.
work. And
you have to put
that
in the
is
work.
The shortcut.
mm-hmm.
That's the shortcut if you must have one. Well, you know, people, I can see their face bagging, wrinkling up when I say that. You know, they're like,
mm-hmm.
oh.
What? I
you know, because folks want a shortcut. They don't want to do the work.
Work?
Who wants that?
Come on.
Yeah, they want the awards, and all they see are my awards or my accolades or that I'm chatting with these folks or traveling to different
yes.
cities. They don't see the sleepless nights, the hair
no.
pulling, like you were saying, the times that things just don't go the way you had hoped. And
yes.
there's so much of that. And days where I can barely, I'm doing all the work that you're doing, and then you're training and doing other things. You're teaching and doing all kinds of stuff, and you have to keep
yeah.
wearing like 50 hats. Folks don't
mm-hmm.
see that work. They only
no.
see,
no,
your name is everywhere. You're all over the place. I see product.
Yeah.
I see this.
Yeah.
I see you on stage. I see you hobnobbing
mm-hmm.
with the celebrities. But they,
but
don't,
they don't
see
that
what
3
went
a.m. grind. They don't see that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They don't see
Not
that.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. They don't see any aspect of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because to me, that's all I do see. That's not all, but that's a pretty big part of what I see is the work
yes.
that we've done.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, or I feel it. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I that's what I kind of stay focused on. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to, you know, because to me it's not about you know, it's not the byproduct of the work, which, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what's going to happen. You're going to have success. That's why I tell folks, don't chase the money. The money will be a byproduct of your hard work. You know, focus on doing the work. And I really mean
mm-hmm.
that. And I
yes.
say it all the time. So that's my little thing, my little doobie-dab there.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
And yes, and I know that you have, I'm going to throw you on the spot today, Tara, the Let
Uh-oh.
Your Spirit Soar segment. So I'll give you some time to work on that if you didn't pull that together just yet. We have a little bit further to go
in the show
today.
We pulled it together.
Oh, listen to Tara. Tara is on top of it. We're going to change that from Tara in the morning to Tara on top of it. Okay.
I am on it on Thursday morning. Hello, everyone.
Wow.
It is now time for our segment, Let Your Spirit Soar. It's that time where we say a quote to uplift and give you a positive dose of inspiration.
Yes.
And the quote of the day is, are you ready? You are
All
braver
right.
you than
need
you
a
believe.
Drum roll.
I need a drum roll. We really got to get one of those. We need a drum roll. Ready?
Well, you know what? I hold it. You know what I have found that might just work?
That?
I played it earlier today, and I thought it was just wonderful. And I'm going to toss it in. You guys tell me what you think of this. Instead of a drum roll, we have a close second. And what it is a wonderful countdown. So here, take a listen. And you come right on in when it gets to one.
All right.
6, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And the quote of the day, I love that.
Not quite as drum roll, but pretty exciting.
Right, but I'll take that countdown, get everybody ready, grab their pencils and everything. So the quote of the day is, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. I'm going to say that one more time. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. How do you like that, Carrie?
I love it.
That
braver,
is the
stronger,
quote of the day.
And smarter.
Yes,
that is
just
wonderful. I am loving it because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be reminded of those things. And I love it.
Yes.
And you know, it sounded to me like what it's saying is that you're a lot tougher than you think you are.
That's
and,
it. Right there, you hit it on the nail.
And I love it. And it reminds me of the song that Whitney Houston sang way back. I think it was on her last album that she did, her last studio album, and it was something like that she didn't know her own strength. Like I didn't know my own strength, I think was the song.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
I think
yeah,
I have
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
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 I think I'll try to
I'll
get it on
that.
For you guys.
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
and that's what it reminds
that.
Me of. That, right?
Uh-huh.
That you might bend, but you're not gonna break.
We're
and
not,
that's the
and,
thing.
And it begins with you just believing and being brave enough to say, you know what, I can do this. And if you're brave enough to believe you can do this, then believe that you're strong enough to see it. You're smarter than
and
you
And how
think,
about that you will
it
do it?
Starts with a brave mindset. You will do this. You can conquer anything. But first, you have to believe it. Yeah, that you're stronger than you think. When I read that quote, I almost leaped out of my seat.
it's a very good one. Braver, stronger, smarter.
Yeah.
I love
Somebody
it.
Somebody needs to hear
I
that today.
Love
yeah.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we all need
mm-hmm.
to be. And that's the thing, and to be reminded of that. So we are, I'll tell you what.
Don't feel like it.
No, some days try quite a few days.
Yeah.
But you know what?
We don't
you
feel like
stick it.
It
out. You persevere. Not every day is meant to be rosy. If you don't have those days where it's not quite rosy, you won't appreciate the days that are rosy. So you need
Absolutely.
To have that. Life is about persevering and sticking it out.
Yep.
Am I right,
you
Tara?
You have to have that balance. You are absolutely right. Yeah, and then we have to learn how to pivot in those moments, not give up, not fall back,
pivot.
Not get discouraged, not let go, you know, because we're quick to let go, not throw in the towel, but pivot. Pivot in a direction
I like
that you need to rebound and rebounce. That's what you have to do.
Wow.
In those moments.
Well, we have been killing it today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. What the difference a day makes.
Mm-hmm.
What the difference a day makes. Wasn't that a song way back when?
We're talking from experience, Carrie.
Yes, we really are. We really are. And some of those mornings are just tough. And what cracks me up is that you never know which morning it'll be. You know, sometimes I get up with the best of intentions.
Yes.
And then you start, and then something doesn't quite go over, and then you're like, okay. And then something else I'm like, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I'm not the boss this morning.
Right.
It's a reminder that I'm not the boss. That there's a bigger action at work.
Yeah. Life still happens, and we,
life still happens. I love that.
Yeah, life still happens.
Well, you need that. That needs to be one of the quotes of the day. Life still happens.
Oh, life still happens. Yeah. No matter how much you prepare, you know, I'm one of those. I am a planner. I am planner from the
moon and
back.
You and me both.
I laid my clothes out the night before, the coffee and the little filter thing before I go to sleep, alarm clock set. Everything is prepared, and I can still get up and still have a glitch. Something that fell apart.
You know what? You just hit that on the head.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'll tell you something, though, listeners out there, and you know this, Tara, and that is that even when you do make all those great plans, the glitch may not be as glaring because of the preparation that you've done.
Yep.
Now, when it is beyond, you know, it's kind of, you know, no matter what you do, something keeps going wrong. To me, those are lessons.
Yes.
So I kind of say, hold it. Okay, I'm supposed to
it's
be a little bit more still in this moment.
Yeah.
And then I know it's time to just kind of take my tent down for the moment and kind of regroup and then come back stronger than ever. And that's what I love to do.
Come back, not give up. Come.
Oh no, there's no such thing as giving up. No.
Yes.
Like you might stumble, but you don't fall. And if you do fall, you get your tail up.
Get
back up
and keep going.
Yeah. Brush yourself off and
for a moment. You hear me out there?
Exactly.
It is but for a moment. That's it.
Exactly.
But for a moment.
I think I'm going to produce. You guys, I've talked a little bit about this, Tara, and that is that I'm working. You guys know my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. We're coming up on 10 years of this book that has been just sold all over the world, literally. And the information in there, yes, this was early done, but the info in there is priceless. So it gives you my game plan for getting rich in the hair business, which we're still working and we love it. And folks have commented all over the world about it. And my wonderful news is that it's being turned into an audio book. So I'm real excited about that. That's in celebration of the 10th anniversary. And not just is it being turned into an audio book, but I am updating. There'll be certain things that you hear on the audio version that you've not heard before. So a lot of new material where we are today in the hair industry, you're going to hear when you buy the new audio book. So even if you've purchased the book and you've read the book, this is going to take you where we are now. It's going to bring you up to a little bit more up to date.
Yeah, because a lot has evolved in 10 years in the hair
industry.
You know,
exactly.
A whole lot. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to really catch you up like no one else can.
Yeah.
So that's what we do at Hair Radio.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
That's our theme, Hair Radio. You guys have heard it. And we're real excited. Yeah, hold on. Let's see. I love it. It's our theme song that we play here on the show. Here. You guys have heard it.
There it is.
Yeah, we'll put it on in the background there.
I love it.
Me too. I wrote this theme song.
I have to find my key, Carrie.
Oh, I love it. You'll find your key, and for me, that key will never be found.
Be a background
Trust
singer.
Me. Well, I love this because I wrote this song way back when, and it was produced for the show. And because that's one of my little hidden talents, I love songwriting. And and with our
too.
Amazing connections in the music business. The last person I communicated with, who's supposed to be on the show next month, from CNC Music Factory, one of the lead, one of the C's, Robert, is supposed to be on the show.
I haven't heard them in a while.
Well,
I
love the song that they did with my favorite artist. See, I like strange music. I love CNC Music Factory. I ran into the there were two gentlemen. One died, and I saw him out hanging out before he died, right before his death. And I used to love CNC Music Factory. They recorded with Martha Wash. In fact, I have the song that they did with Martha Wash way back when. Martha Wash was a huge, and she's still out there, a big, big singing person in the club scene and all that kind of stuff. But Robert, he's done a lot of stuff. I think he's got some new music, and I think he said he's coming in August when he releases his new material. So I'm going to hold him to that. I'm going to be on top of him until he literally hits our broadcast. I will do that because
that
there's some folks that I just love their music, and it brings back memories. Like I said, Louis Martinet, who did Exposé's music, it just transports me back to that moment when you might have felt life was great, where you were on top of the world, where you were about to conquer the world.
Yeah.
You know, especially like, you know, I think your 20s, where you just think that the whole world revolves around you. You think you're going to have that same energy for life. You can't even imagine that you're not, you're just like, wow, I'm so great.
And you have so many dreams and aspirations and just feeling
yourself,
you know? I know I did.
Me too. And that's why I am going to launch, I call it Bring Your 20s Back. Okay, and that's not saying, because the only difference is a lot of us, we don't want to go back to the 20s because of the knowledge that you gain as you get older.
Yes.
Well, I mean going back to the 20s, but with the knowledge that you get, that you've acquired. So that would be nice.
Yeah.
So that's one of my little dream things, if that could happen. But, you know, we are where we are, and we're where we are for a reason. And not just a season. So there you go. So that's that. So thank you. So Tara, I tell you, we've been doing some good stuff this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we've been doing a lot of throwback music. We had on Aretha Franklin earlier. We had on one of the recent songs, the wonderful Lizzo with Good As Hell. She did her song earlier today. And we've just been doing a whole lot of different things. I'm real excited about it on this broadcast. And we're, like I said, tomorrow's broadcast, again, 6 to 9 in the morning, is our live show. But the last hour, we're bringing back the Vet Talk folks. You know that Michael Hopkins and his team.
Oh, my gosh. If you
Did you hear it on Tuesday?
Oh,
you were on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, Tara, what did you think about the whole Vet Talk?
If you missed it, oh, my gosh, it was so incredible. I think this is one of the most humblest, genuine souls I have ever met. I love his spirit. I love his conversation. I love his knowledge. But his passion to help veterans is just astounding. The wealth of information that this man has, and is coming from his own personal experience. You know, when I asked him that question, you know, a lot of times, you know, we walk into our passion and our calling and all of that because, you know, it's just something we're interested in. But it's a whole nother thing when you walk into your passion and your calling because of something that you personally experience. And when you personally experience something, it gives you a whole nother love, a whole nother level of appreciation. And that's what showed with him. And then his angels, he has these three angels who were amazing. amazing. So I think they took about maybe, what was it, Carrie, maybe 30 seconds just to expound
and
introduce themselves. And they gave them a little blurb about what they do, their background, and that just caught our attention, like, wow, you know,
not only
are these angels working with these vets, but, you know, listen to their background. Look at what they're doing in their communities. Listen to what they're doing in their businesses. And we were just really, really interested in hearing their story. But, of course, we just did not have time. So I am looking forward to Friday. And you can kind of, like, take it from there, Carrie, and just explain, you know, what you know, these people are going to be talking about on Friday, that whole
Absolutely.
Entire segment. But I loved every second. And if anyone else is not excited about them coming back, I am.
well, I second that. And the feedback from the original show on Tuesday has gone to the roof, so we're real excited. And they've been sharing it all over the place, their episode on Tuesday. Now, if you have missed the Tuesday episode, we'll probably play a little bit of it on tomorrow's broadcast, the Friday show here.
That would be
perfect. The best place to listen, yes, but the best place to listen back to the episode is on Saturday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, New York time, on our 24-hour radio network. And that's, again, 1 o'clock it airs. So the Tuesday show replays, it rebroadcasts. The same Tuesday show plays on Saturday at www.hairadio.com. So, again, go to www.hairadio.com. We pronounce it Hair Radio, and the reason that we spell it is because it only has one R. So
one
go
R.
to hairradio.com, one R in the middle. So that's H-A-I-R-A-D-I-O.com. When you go there, you will listen to the 24-hour network. It runs all the time, every day. And on Saturdays, we replay our Tuesday lineup and Wednesday lineup. We play at 1 o'clock, we put on the veteran show. It's called Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins. And it's 1 o'clock New York time, 12 o'clock Central time. That's noon. And then at 3 o'clock on Saturday, we replay Smooth Black show. And you know he's usually with us live on Wednesday mornings on the 3-hour show. And then we play it on Saturday on the 24-hour network. And then I do a weekend broadcast just for you guys, something new and fresh on weekends. It airs at 6 o'clock, and it's on for a little over an hour, I guess, 6 in the evening on Saturday, just to say hi. We're thinking about you over the weekend.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Sarah, I'm hoping you can join us on one of those days and kind of give them a weekend treat. So thank you so much. Wouldn't that be nice? So really, really nice.
I would love to.
And,
Well,
you know what? It gives us, you were mentioning about just a few seconds we had with them on the air, Michael's veteran co-host team, production folks. Yeah, that's why we wanted them to come back and be co-hosts. So they're going to be our guest co-hosts. Let me make that clear.
Yes.
Tara and I hold it down here each day. They're going to be our guest co-hosts on Friday from 8 to 9. So we have an opportunity. Yeah, whole hour they're going to hang with us. So we'll play some of our other features and talk about different things. And it'll be a big panel of folks. So, you know, we're going to find out a little bit more, delve into their stories. Some of his group, they have a remarkable stories. I've heard bits and pieces.
Yes, they do.
That's why we wanted to have them really on to really talk at length about their backgrounds and Michael, too, and find out a little bit more. And what also the biggest part of it is in finding out what they're going to do the next week.
Yeah.
So what's coming up? What are they planning to talk about each week to help the veterans?
That's what
I would like to know.
Yeah,
so is
that
not
be amazing.
Something?
Yeah, I'm
absolutely
looking forward to that. That is going to be perfect.
Yes. And I just quickly want to turn to our folks who sponsor, support, advertise, whatever you want to call it, our show. We want to welcome Home Hair Solutions by Salon Nicole. And I love it. Home Hair Solutions, HOME is an acronym. And this is her product line. So, again, I want to say it because it's, I love the name HOME. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just phenomenal to me. Who can forget HOME?
So she
Home
did
Hair
that.
Solutions.
Yeah.
She did. She went in, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
HOME stands for Hydration, Oil, Moisture, Earth. That's what her acronym, HOME. Home Hair Solutions. And you can look at her products, find out what's in them, look at all her amazing things she has. And I think she's even updating her site. I'm like, honey, this site is wonderful as it is. We're shouting out Nicole this morning. Her website, go to www.metoo, www.salonnicole.com. And Nicole is spelled N like Nancy, I, Q like Queen, U like Uniform, E, L. So N-I-Q-U-E-L. So go to salonnicole.com, and you'll be able to look at her home hair solutions. Like we say, you know, every day, Tara, when you listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show, you need a pen and paper handy.
You do.
So
you do.
Always keep
I'm
that
co-host
pen
and
paper handy.
I have a pen and paper.
Me too. I have one as well.
Hey, we're hosting the
you
show.
You know why? Yeah, well, that's how, you know, I love it because I never know what I'm going to hear either. You know, sometimes guests will say certain things, people call in, we want that. So I love my, you know, I have a big, big schedule every day for, you know, talking on the air. We don't just get on. It sounds like we just get on and think of things off the top of our heads. But no, we a lot of preparation goes into the broadcast.
Yeah,
I'm up at
absolutely.
4. To get this show on the air by 6 and be able to be aware. We have to look at the news and see if there's any big updates overnight and anything that is so remarkable that we need to talk about it. There was one thing I did catch in the news yesterday, and I did want to mention it. We have a connection to her, as you guys have heard me talk about, Eric Monte, who created Good Times, and along with Norman Lear and the Jeffersons and all those TV shows and What's Happening. And he also wrote the movie Coolie High. So talk about, you guys know that movie from way back when.
Yes, remember that
and
movie.
And so Eric Monte, Eric Monte was on our show when I came back to radio to do this morning version. And what I love about, it just reminds me when I saw Marla Gibb, TV's Marla Gibb.
Oh, my
and,
gosh. That's the Jeffersons, right?
Exactly. She played Florence on the show.
Yes, she did.
And she's about 90 years old. She just got a Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame.
Are you serious?
Yes, it was all over the news.
I thought she had one all this time.
Well, that's what I was about to say, because let me tell you, and I saw the news things, and you know how they have all the postings floating around. And I had seen that they had mentioned that she was given the star. Norman Lear is there, and he's in his, like, late 90s, I believe.
Yeah,
and,
I'm great. He's up there.
Yeah, he's got to be close to 100. And Marla herself is about 90.
Okay.
And so Marla got the star. But you could, when I read it, it didn't dawn on me. They said she was, like, overcome by the excitement and all this. You know, she's, like, 90 years old. So when I saw the video footage, oh, my gosh, she starts to kind of go down right on camera.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you need to take a look. It's like, whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very scary.
Gosh.
So they were able to catch her, and then she came back to life, literally. And she they gave her the star, and the ceremony went on. But yeah, I remember when I lived out in Los Angeles, I could swear that I saw Marla Gibb, because I remember I used to go to get my hair cut in a section of LA called Leimert Park, and that's where, like, if you remember Brandy's TV show coming on, and they were like the very opening sequence of Brandy's show. That was right in Leimert Park, and that's where I used to wait and travel back and forth to get my haircut. And Marla Gibb had a playhouse or production place right in Leimert Park. And I was standing there one day, and I could swear I saw her pulling in a white Jaguar, driving a white Jaguar. I looked, and it looked just like her, but, you know, she was driving so quickly. But I'm almost positive that was her way back in the 90s. And but, yeah, Leimert Park was there in L.A. Sure, it's probably still there. I'm going to head it back out to California. I can't wait. I miss it very much. It's been a long time since I've
never
been to L.A.
But before I leave this earth, I told my husband, you know, we need to travel to California. You know, I just want to experience
that. Well,
this
is your invitation. You and bring your husband, your whole family. We're going to do a show out in Cali. We're going to do a show. We have a lot of folks in California, north and south. Out
Count
there who follow
in.
Us and believe in us.
Count me
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be it. Now I have a reason, radio listeners.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm excited.
Oh,
I love it. I absolutely love it. Folks, we have just talked your ears off this morning on the Hair Radio Morning. We are a talk show. We really have. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a treat. This is, you talk about some of those folks from the 90s. You know, it gets no better than Toni Braxton. Now, this is one of her newest songs. I had never heard of this. I kind of stumbled across it.
Really?
We're going to go ahead and get that on. Yeah, it's called Dance.
I
we'll
hope
be
it's
back
my favorite.
Right after this. We've got a lot more. It's still to go this morning on Hair Radio. So stay with us, folks. It's Dance.
I'm not afraid.
Kelly, please take a moment to tell us about this amazing song that you have created for the Carapi Beard Oil. You and Calico. So shouting out.
Yes, Beard Oil. With that song, Beard Oil, it's a great product. First and foremost, let me start there. It's a genius product, and I had to incorporate things that the product actually does for men. And what it does is it really helps the growth of their hair and the process of their hair by getting down to the root of the problem, which is within inside of the follicles of the hair within the beard. And it also gives it a nice glow, and it helps. And so I feel like more people should go ahead and use it. So what I did was I made it really fun, but I also put in little things about it, like it does and what it will do for you, what it will do. That's why I say, oh, put it right here, because I used to have spots, and now I don't, because, you know, get your Carapi Beard Oil.
Awesome. Well, on that note, I have to say, Callie, thank you so much for just doing an awesome job on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and for all of our Carapi products and everything that you guys are doing. And again, shouting out to Miss CG, part of your amazing company, Calico, and all that you're doing. Thanks again, okay? Folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Hey, man. How'd you get your beard so long? I've been trying to grow for, like, 3 years, but I still got all these patches. Tell me your secret. And he said, it's that Carapi Beard Oil. Oh man, you got them patches in your beard. Oh man, you got them patches in your beard. Oh man, you got them patches in your beard. Oh man, I had them patches in my beard. Oh man, you got them patches in your beard. Oh man, you got them patches in your beard. Oh man, I had them patches in my beard. Oh man, I had them patches in my beard.
Get the Carapi and rub it on quick. Get the Carapi, just let it sit. Had patches in my beard for oh so long. All I had to do was rub Carapi on. Now it's grown so long. Put some Carapi, that therapy. Right here, put some Carapi, that therapy. Yeah, here, put some Carapi, that therapy. Right here, put some Carapi, that therapy. Yeah, here. Oh man, you got them patches in your beard. Oh man, you got them patches in your beard. Oh man, you got them patches in your beard. Oh man, I have them patches in my beard. Oh man, you got them patches in your beard. Oh man, you got them patches in your beard. That Carapi, the therapy. Your hair, the Carapi, the therapy. Your hair, your Carapi, the therapy.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Aswaye's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening.
Yeah.
Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned. It's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Prestige book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. Now, don't forget to come meet all of us in person at our live hair and beauty show. It's a HairNationExpo.biz event called The Road to Healthy Hair. It's being held at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey on Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. That's three big days. Now, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at eventbrite.com. The event is for everyone. You don't have to be a hair or beauty professional to come to our show. Let us know if you'd like to be a vendor. Call us. Call our office at 862-277-0686. And again, that number is 862-277-0686. Now, if you're interested in being a guest or advertising on the Hair Radio Morning Show, give us a call. And for those of you who are just starting your career as an entrepreneur, you want to pick up your very own copy of How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's by me, Carrie Hines, and is on sale at Amazon.com. Start your new career as a Caribbee Hair Products Distributor, where you'll make money and meet interesting folks selling our hair care system. Caribbee Shampoo, Caribbee Conditioner for the fellas, is Caribbee Beard Oil. It's my very own hair growth system that's infused with caffeine to stimulate the scalp. And don't forget to tune in to our very next live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Our program airs each weekday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. That's 5 to 8 Central. And if you miss that live broadcast, we've got you covered. Go to blogtalkradio.com/hairradio. And again, Hair Radio is always spelled just one R in the middle. So again, go to blogtalkradio.com/hairradio anytime to stream the episode on demand. The Hair Radio Morning Show is the longest running radio broadcast on hair and beauty.